Carl Jacobson pleads not guilty as embezzlement case highlights gambling losses. Former New Haven Police Chief Carl Jacobson has pleaded not guilty to charges tied to the alleged embezzlement of more than $85,000 from police-controlled funds, a case that has drawn attention not only for the scale of the alleged theft but also for its connection to high-volume gambling activity. Jacobson entered the plea Friday morning at the New Haven Judicial District Courthouse, according to court records. The charges include two counts of larceny linked to funds designated for confidential informants and community programs. His next court appearance is scheduled for June 2, as the case moves forward through the judicial process. Authorities allege that between 2024 and early 2026, Jacobson diverted $81,500 from the department's Narcotic Enforcement Program Fund and an additional $4,000 from the Police Activity League Fund. Investigators stated that the informant fund, used for controlled drug purchases and payments to sources, was under his sole control. The arrest warrant application also detailed Jacobson's gambling activity, indicating that he wagered more than $4 million on two sports betting platforms over a one-year period. Prosecutors have not formally linked the alleged embezzlement to specific gambling losses, but the scale of the activity has become a central point of the case. Jacobson resigned in early January, shortly before Mayor Justin Elliker publicly confirmed that funds had been improperly taken. According to city officials, Jacobson admitted to taking at least $10,000 when confronted by senior members of the department. Community response in the weeks following his resignation reflected both surprise and concern. Officials noted that Jacobson had played a visible role in shaping public safety initiatives, making the allegations particularly difficult for local stakeholders to process. Implications for public trust and oversight. City officials emphasized that the case raises broader questions about oversight and accountability within law enforcement leadership. Mayor Elliker stated that no individual, regardless of position, is exempt from legal scrutiny, underscoring the importance of maintaining institutional integrity. Analysts noted that cases involving a Carl Jacobson police chief gambling narrative can have lasting reputational effects on public institutions. Beyond the legal outcome, such incidents often prompt reviews of internal controls, particularly when a single individual has exclusive access to sensitive funds. The situation may also influence how departments manage financial oversight moving forward. Experts pointed out that stricter auditing procedures and shared access controls are commonly introduced after similar cases to reduce the risk of misuse. As the case progresses, its outcome is expected to shape both local policy discussions and broader perceptions of accountability within law enforcement leadership.